There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers production studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland, hi again, everybody, and welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great to have you with us on this Monday night. Jim Jones with the week off. Jim taking some personal time away. We expect him back in the near future. So you get me, yours truly, Tim Alcorn, and of course the dynamic duo on the other side of the window, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, along with technical director Marty Allen. Boy, we've got a fun show for you this week. Of course, last night, the Cavaliers in a thrilling 105-102 win over the Toronto Raptors to go to 9-8 on the year. Outstanding performances from Max Strus and, of course, Darius Garland. Evan Mobley had another double-double with 12 points and 14 rebounds. So we'll hear what J.B. Bickerstaff had to say after the win on Sunday night. And then two very special guests. Cavalier legend, one of the all-time greats to wear the wine and gold, Mark Price will stop by and pay us a visit. We'll talk a little current and past Cavaliers with Mark Price, and the iconic radio voice of the Atlanta Hawks, Steve Holman, will join us, Cavs and Hawks, tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So we'll get some thoughts from Steve Holman about Atlanta Hawks basketball. So a busy show. Stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Garland left of the lane. Garland bounced to a driving Strus. Up and under and good. Mitchell will push it to the forecourt. Mitchell gets by Scotty Barnes. Left corner Strus. Max for three. Perfect. Max for three. Bullseye. Max Strus is feeling it. A 17-point quarter. Max for three. Good. Oh, my goodness. Max Strus. That bucket looks like the ocean. And he's just throwing the ball in there.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Those highlights from the third quarter last night. I can tell you they were from the third quarter because Max Strus had a 20-point third quarter. And that was it for the ball game. He was scoreless in 1, 2, and 4, but my goodness, did he put it together in that third quarter of play. All 20 of his points in that period. That's when the Cavs roared back against Toronto. Ended up pulling to within two at the end of three, and then winning the game in the fourth by a final of 105-102. And after the ball game, it was a very happy head coach of the Cavaliers, J.B. Bickerstaff, that talked to the media about the Cavs' ninth win of the year.
I mean, it was just about all the small things that make up team and how we carry one another. And, you know, in the first half, it felt like we were just searching. But we were searching on our own. So we just wanted to make sure, you know, to hit home that everything we do together. And we're such a better basketball team when, you know, we're a collective and when we're lifting each other up and when we're supporting one another and we're playing with that positive energy that carries one another and uplifts one another. So that was it. And I thought they did a great job of carrying that through.
0 points for Max in the first half and then 20 in the third quarter. What is it like to see someone just get like that hot?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it started with him, you know, getting out in transition and getting two easy layups, right? So now those are momentum shifting plays. Those are confidence building plays. But then he had it going. And, you know, what I was most pleased about, and we keep talking about team, his teammates kept finding him. You know, he didn't do that on his own, just creating ISOs. His teammates did a heck of a job of getting him the basketball. He did a heck of a job creating separation to get to his spot. But I think that's what the essence of team is you recognize a guy's trying to pull you forward, and then you do whatever you can to make sure you're helping him.
Darius had 24 and 8 tonight, kind of looked like he was finally getting into the rhythm of playmaking. What is it like for him to take that step and be able to get into the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, when the ball's in his hands, everybody's an option. And I think his teammates know that. And that's the thing with, you know, Darius is, you know, people want to play with him and people want to play for him. And, you know, it's because, you know, he does things creatively, but he does things so selflessly. And he just makes the right play. And I think our big guys, you know, they feed off of it because now they're able to make plays. And I think we saw that tonight, how our big guys worked together in crucial moments. So, you know, it's great to see him getting it going. You know, he only had the one turnover in the second half also, which is even better. But, you know, we need him. We need him to be big time every night.
Josie, because Tristan played less than 8 minutes, but it seemed like he turned the momentum around, four big offensive rebounds. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about it pregame, and, you know, there's a reason why he's made it this long in this league. Like, the dude impacts winning in a way that, you know, most people can't. And it's, you know, not a score, not a, you know, whatever it may be, but it's just a gritty, tough, you know, nasty thing that nobody else is willing to do, you know, and it just makes a difference in winning. And, you know, his teammates need that from him. So, again, I couldn't be more proud of him, but we're so fortunate to have him here with us.
Jackson Flickinger, right down Euclid. So this is a couple times now that you've gone to Tristan for those late game defensive stops. What is it about him that makes him so useful in that role?
I mean, one, there's a trust that he's not going to make a mistake. You know, he studies the game of basketball. He knows his opponent's strengths and weaknesses. You know, he's got size and he can move his feet. You know, he can guard multiple positions from fives to one. So, you know, having the trust that he understands what's getting ready to happen and then the ability to go out and execute it.
Craig didn't get any minutes tonight. Is that something that you kind of expect going forward when the team's fully healthy?
No, I mean, we got to figure out how to get all those guys on the court. You know, we want to put Craig on the floor. You know, it is difficult when you have so many guards and you're trying to work some guys back into the rotation and make sure they get minutes as well. But, you know, Craig is a guy who we want to play. And just tonight, it just didn't happen.
And Nick Toombs, ESPN Radio coach, talked about the points in the paint already, but what was the difference? Kind of elaborate, why do you think you guys found so much success tonight in the paint?
I mean, I think it was, you know, first of all, it starts with our defense for us. And I thought in that second half, in the third quarter in particular, you know, we just did a great job of taking challenges and protecting one another. And limiting their opportunities. And that's where it all starts for us. You know, we are a defensive first team when we're at our best, and our defense translates to offense for us. So I think it started there. But then again, we were attack minded, you know, and that's where our offense starts is, you know, we keep talking about it. You got to win the paint. And, you know, when you have dynamic drivers like we have, when you have elite rim finishing and paint finishing bigs, you know, you have an advantage there and you got to create as many of those advantages as you can.
Cavalier head coach J.B. Bickerstaff following last night's win over the Toronto Raptors at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Good victory for the Cavs, 105-102. And the record is now 9-8 as they get ready for the Atlanta Hawks on Tuesday night in an in-season tournament matchup. We'll take a quick timeout on Cavs HQ presented by Betway. When we come back, Cavs legend Mark Price will join us. So stay with us. Mark Price after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Price into the forecourt of the wing. Price to the line. Left side, Nance. Nance down in the corner to Price, drives the baseline up with a six-footer, good!
Price swings behind Doherty to the top of the key, drops it to Brand, down the lane, wham, with a right hand!
Price makes his move to the left side of the key, 15-footer, in and out, back in! Price with Curry, Cleveland, inbound pass, knocked away, stolen by Price, puts it up for three, got it! Cavs lead!
Oh my, that's goosebump stuff. The legendary voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Joe Tate. I'm now honored to sit in the Joe Tate perch at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and call Cavalier basketball. And, of course, those calls involved another Cavalier legend, Mark Price, who joins us this week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Mark, we appreciate you spending some time. And I know I got goosebumps. I'm sure when you hear those calls from the late, great Joe Tate, it brings back some awesome memories.
It really does, Tim. It really does. It's, you know, brings back a lot of great memories playing for the Cavs, playing in Richfield Coliseum, and Joe Tate calling the games. Yeah, it didn't get much better than that.
Mark, I ask this selfishly because when players are playing, they know every NBA announcer that's out there. But when you and Brad and Ron Harper and the gang were together at the Richfield Coliseum, did you realize how great Joe was, that he was one of the very best in the NBA?
I don't think you really appreciate it till later on, just from the fact that we were out playing the game, so we didn't actually hear Joe call the game. But you know, on replays like that, highlights, and I just know many, many people in Cleveland, with all due respect to whoever was doing the TV games, a lot of people would watch the games on TV and turn the sound down and listen to Joe Tate on the radio. So that's how good he was. People wanted to hear him call the game, and he was special. There's no other way to put it.
No doubt about that. Well, Mark, you're a special member of this organization and its history as well. Of course, your number hangs in the rafters, and recently it was announced that you will be becoming a part of the Cavs Legends program. So congratulations to you on that, and take a moment or two and tell our listeners and Cavs fans what that's all about. It's a pretty esteemed group that you're joining.
Yeah, the Cavs approached me this summer about kind of reconnecting with the organization again and being a part of it and in some way. And obviously I don't live in Cleveland right now, so I can't be there on a day-to-day basis, but you know, we were able to come together and work on an opportunity for me to come in once a month, spend some time in Cleveland, go to some games, get reacquainted with the community, speak at different things, do a little TV. I'm doing, I consider my role right at the moment a little bit like a utility infielder for baseball because, you know, they kind of say, hey, when you're coming in, we'd like you to do this or this or this. And so I'm pretty flexible. Just it's kind of a work in progress, honestly, right now. But I'm excited about being in the organization again. A lot of people have asked me over the years why that hasn't happened before. But, you know, for one reason or another, it was never able to work out. But it does now. And I'm excited about being a part again and spending some more time up in Cleveland watching games and spending time with the fans and the community.
Well, again, congratulations to you. And our guest is Mark Price, Cavalier legend. And it was recently announced that Mark is now becoming a member of the Cavs Legends program. And Mark, one more question about the history of the Cavaliers. As you look at other teams in the NBA, and I don't pretend to know every team and their relationship with their former players, but that's something that the Cavs have really built a foundation with. Guys like my broadcast partner, Jim Jones and Campy Russell and Austin Carr, yourself, Brad Doherty. There's a real strong connection between the Cavaliers' past and this Cavaliers' present. They really try to maintain that. Do you agree?
Yeah, they've done a really, really good job of, like you said, getting some of the former legends to be a part of the organization in one form or another. And I think it's great. I think it's great for the fans. And the fans cheer for you, you know, particularly, you know, the older fans and middle-aged guys that were kids when I was playing. And they get a chance to, you know, because those were great memories for them as well. So for us to be back part of the organization, our faces around, people getting to see us, I think it's just it's great for the organization. I think it's great for the fans, and keeps that flow of past and present Cavaliers, you know, being active in the organization. I think it's great.
Again, we're talking with Mark Price, and Mark, let's transition to Cavs present. Nice win last night over Toronto to go to 9-8 on the year. I'm sure you keep up with what's happening on the floor. We're still very, very early, 17 games in. My math tells me there's 65 more to go. But from what you've seen so far, your thoughts on this 23-24 Cavs team?
Yeah, I think just like everybody, and even the Cavs will tell you themselves, I think it's been a little up and down. I think the disappointment of maybe a lot of injuries early here in the season, the core group of guys that everybody was excited about, plus the new additions, the whole plate hasn't been full yet. And so hopefully that'll be happening soon. I know a lot of people are focused a little bit on that in-season tournament right now, but it might not be the worst thing in the world if the Cavs don't advance in that, because once they go to Vegas and all that, the teams that don't make it will have some days off, rest. It might be good for the Cavs to get healthy. I'm not saying, hey, if they want to continue to win and get in that, but it might not be the worst thing to have some time to regroup and get healthy and then really make a run at it after it.
Mark, you've mentioned it's been a little bit choppy, and of course the Cavs brought in some newcomers like Max Strus, who's been terrific, and George Niang. And you were part of teams where guys would come in and guys would leave. And how tough is that process, or maybe a better way to phrase it is, how challenging is it to get acclimated to new teammates and learn what they want to do and they learn what you want to do?
Yeah, there definitely is a learning process. You know, we had a core group of four or five guys when I played, and it seemed like we were always adding a player or two each year to try to kind of find that missing piece or two to help us. But yeah, it takes a little while to get used to guys. Everybody has their strengths, weaknesses, and where they like the ball, where they don't like the ball, all those little things that most people don't think about when they're watching the games. But that doesn't just happen overnight. It takes some time to play with guys to get a comfort level with them out on the floor. And I think you've seen that happening with the Cavs, although their additions have done a nice job. You know, it takes a little while for everybody to get in a comfort zone with a whole group, new group.
Yeah, great point. We're going to take a quick time out. Thrilled to have Mark Price joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. We'll hear more from this Cavalier legend after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
Earlier today, as part of the season of giving delivered by UPS, J.B. Bickerstaff and the Cleveland Cavaliers coaching staff visited the Greater Cleveland Food Bank and assembled fresh and shelf-stable meal packs to support families in Cuyahoga County for the holiday season. Thank you, Coach J.B. and your staff, for giving back to our community. Cavs Into Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with the second half of Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
Garland fires out front to Niang. George, one of the lane, up in the right hand, no. Tip up and in by Tristan. It rolled around for Thompson, but he got it to fall.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Garland steps behind the arc. A beauty from downtown. DG just froze the defender. And then it's nothing but the bottom of the net. Lob down the floor to Garland. In the middle, Allen. Pow! With two hits. Garland with five on the clock. Around Allen. Garland fakes the shot. Comes left of the lane. Drives. Scooped it around the rim and in. It rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled all the way home.
Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Tim Elkhorn along with the dynamic duo on the other side of the window. Senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen, as they put together that little highlight montage from last night's win over the Toronto Raptors, and those highlights featuring one Darius Garland. And certainly that's a topic that I want to delve into with our very special guest this week, four-time All-Star Cavalier legend, his number hangs in the rafters, one Mark Price. And Mark, as I said, I want to delve into point guard play, and DG just seems to get more and more comfortable in that role. You heard that little highlight montage. He can shoot from downtown. He can dish. He can drive. As you watch DG, what stands out to you?
Well, obviously, being a former point guard myself, I really love watching Darius Garland play. I love his upside. Still a very young player. It's still growing. I think the point guard position, particularly at the NBA level, might be the most difficult transition coming from college to the pros, particularly if you're a scoring point guard. I was a scoring point guard. Darius is as well. And so you have to learn to balance, when to get yours and to make sure you're getting everybody else on the floor in the flow. And I think Darius obviously is getting better. We know he can score the basketball. He can shoot the three. He can drive it. But the growth for him has got to continue to come, and I've seen it already getting better and better, is looking for his bigs and when he drives and becoming a playmaker in the midst of being a scorer.
That's always a challenge, but he's doing a great job, and he's going to just get better and better at it.
Mark, a couple of weeks ago, you and I, along with Brad Doherty, had an opportunity to talk to some season ticket holders here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the Cavs United Group, as they're called. And you mentioned then, but I want to bring it up now, not only a point guard who scores and distributes, but a point guard who learned from one of the best who ever played the game in Lenny Wilkins. Talk about his tutelage and what it means to have a guy as the head coach who knows the game from that position.
Yeah, I think it's not necessarily the major things, but when you have someone that was as good a player as Lenny Wilkins was and a good coach as well who plays your position, there's just that wealth of knowledge, the little idiosyncrasies, I call it, that most people might not see that they can see and pick up and pass along to you. And I was very, very fortunate. When I came in the league, there weren't very many scoring point guards. It wasn't like it is now where guards were, you know, shooting 15 threes a game and that kind of thing. The point guard position was mainly a kind of run the team, a Mo Cheek style point guard when I got in. And I think some people might have shied away from me coming out of college thinking I was more of a two guard than a point guard body. Obviously, I was too small to play two guard at the NBA level, but, you know, Lenny Wilkins, having been a great point guard himself, and Wayne Embry, I give them a lot of credit because they saw what I was good at, and they knew they could help me with some of the other stuff. But to get a guy that can score and shoot like I could, it's hard to teach that, but you can definitely learn the other parts of the point guard position. And they took advantage of my skill set and allowed me to use my skill set, but also to continue to develop me to not only be able to score the ball, but become a better floor leader and a general and a coach on the floor.
Well, that's fascinating. You could go so many different directions with your answer right there, but I'll ask you this. As a point guard, is the general mentality still to pass first and facilitate?
I don't think so. Doesn't seem to be. You know, guys are looking to score. They're looking to take threes. They're obviously much more aggressive. You see a lot more. I would do it every now and then, maybe pushing it up on a break. I was one of the first guys to maybe just dribble up and stop and pop and shoot a three. You see that quite frequently now. That's a first option rather than kind of a last option type of thing. But even that being said, it's still, you know, you still have to get your other guys, even though you're looking to score. Guys are looking to score more today. When the Cavs play well and when they win and when they're really good, like you saw last night, you had four or five guys in double figures. The ball was moving around. The big guys were getting their touches. And that's when the Cavs are going to be really, really good. So, you know, it's Darius and Donovan as well, who plays the point some for the Cavs. Both guys are ball dominant. They like to shoot the three, but when they're getting everybody else involved as well, that's when the Cavs become really dangerous.
Again, we're talking with Mark Price, Cavaliers legend. Great to have him with us this week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Mark, you played with some big guys with a big front line, Brad Doherty, Hot Rod Williams, Larry Nance. They took up some room in that front line. Boy, the Cavs have a great tandem in Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. What do you see developing with Jared and Evan when they're on the floor at the same time?
Yeah, I really like that tandem, and particularly in the last four or five games, they've really started to pick it up, get comfortable. You see a lot of big man passing out of the pick and roll action for the Cavs. I like that. When they play and when they're aggressive on both ends of the floor, that's when the Cavs are at their best, and I really like that tandem, and it looks like they're starting to get in a groove early on. Due to injuries and other things, it seemed like they were struggling to find their way a little bit. But like I said, the last four or five games, I think they've been terrific, and I think they're just going to keep getting better and better.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this young man, undrafted, in Craig Porter Jr. He's been given an opportunity to play, and when he's been on the floor, he has sparkled. A young man that just seems to be so comfortable and so savvy out there. As a point guard, again, looking at another point guard in Craig Porter Jr., what have you seen from this young man?
Yeah, I think, like you said, I think the word you said, savvy, was a great word for Craig. He's really done a great job. I mean, he's probably, I would think he's got to be the story of the NBA so far. I mean, as far as
an undrafted guy coming in. I mean, he's been a big part in helping them win games down the stretch, particularly when they've had injuries out, point guards out. Ty Jerome's been out for a while. So it's really opened up an opportunity for him. And, man, to say he's taking advantage of it is an understatement. I looked at his shooting numbers the other night, and they were just off the charts. And so, but he's also plays very under control. He's not totally looking for threes all the time. He's great in the mid range, and he plays at his own pace. And that's for a young player to not get sped up out there is huge. And so, I've been very, very impressed with Craig Porter so far.
Mark, is that just the result of all those years of college basketball? There's so much one and done where guys come in. But, man, if you've got a few years of college ball under your belt, that experience and just going through those wars at that level has to be a huge benefit coming to the NBA.
Yeah, no question. Plus, you know, just the age factor, I think, just the maturity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
coming into the league at 22 or 23, you're obviously at a much more mature level than 18, 19, or 20. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot to be said. I know everybody likes to get in the NBA quick and develop there, but, you know, staying 4 years is, I mean, there's been a lot of really great players, Steph Curry being one of them, Tim Duncan being another guy. Some of the all-time greats, you know, were four-year college guys, and people wonder why they're so good and so mature as they come into the league. Well, I think that has something to do with it.
Well, again, you were one of the greats in a Cavalier uniform. And, Ken, thank you enough for stopping by Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. And, again, congratulations on being added to the Cavs Legends program. It's just fantastic news for Cavs fans. And we look forward to seeing you, hearing you around the Cavs organization here in the future.
All right. And well, I appreciate it, and enjoyed talking to you.
Good talking to you, too, as well. Mark Price, Cavalier legend, joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great to have Cavalier legend Mark Price with us this week. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. Cavs and Hawks tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and we'll check in with Atlanta's radio play-by-play man, Steve Holman. That comes your way after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Now in the middle, Trae Young. Straight away, three, Trae. Bang! Trae Young. DeJounte dribbles up top. DeJounte. Backing, turning, firing, foul line. He makes it. DeJounte Murray, a huge clutch basket.
Trae Young dribbling up high, goes right over to Bogey. Bogey pulls it over his head. Now back to Trae. A long three is on the way and good. Just over half court. Trae Young knocks it down.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. It's presented by Betway all along, the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us tonight. Great job by the guys on the other side of the window, the dynamic duo, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen, as they put that highlight montage together of the iconic voice of the Atlanta Hawks. Yes, Steve Holman, who joins us now on Cavs HQ. Steve, you chuckle. Is iconic the appropriate term?
Yeah, I think it's just another way to say old.
Well, you certainly are legendary.
Like legend. When they say legendary, that's also a AKA old. That's okay. I'd rather be old than not be.
That's true. That's very, very true.
Right? As my father up in Massachusetts, when I grew up, used to say, it beats the alternative.
There's no doubt about that. Well, hey, tomorrow night, Cavaliers and the Atlanta Hawks, in-season tournament game here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So we thought it would be fun to bring you in and talk a little Atlanta Hawks basketball. Of course, coming off a tough loss last night in Boston, got knocked off by the Celtics 113-103. Hawks now 8-8. That's where the Cavs were last night before they beat Toronto to go to 9-8. But just kind of give us a quick recap, put it in a nutshell for the first 16 games for the Atlanta Hawks.
Well, you know, that they've started to put it together, and it takes a while. You know, Quinn Snyder was here for 20 games last year, but really this summer he added all of his own plays and things like that. He changed the whole coaching staff. So it takes a while for everything to sink in, I think. And you know, the game last night in Boston, Tim, as you know, I mean, there are some of those games that are kind of schedule losses. You know, the Hawks had played Saturday night in Washington at a 7 o'clock game, then had to fly to Boston, got to the hotel about 2 a.m., and then played a 6 o'clock game last night. Well, of course, with the Celtics being off, as is usually the case, they seem to work that schedule. So, you know, the Hawks didn't have much, many legs left, and they lost Jalen Johnson in the game in Washington, who's really, a lot of people probably don't know his name yet, but he had been stepping up and playing and starting. He'd been averaging almost 15 points, 7 rebounds a game, and, you know, he's been terrific, and that's going to be a big loss because he broke his bone in his wrist, and he's going to be out probably 4 to 6 weeks.
Now, I want to ask you, again, last night being an outlier for Atlanta, as you said, certainly was one that the schedule didn't do the Hawks any favor. So before that, the Hawks had scored 136, 147, and 152 in their three previous games before Boston. What is going on with this team offensively?
Well, unfortunately, they've given up almost as many points defensively as well as the offense. So, you know, the offense has not been a problem. I mean, that's something that is going to happen. I mean, when you've got scorers like Trey and DeJounte and Bogey Bogdanovich, you know, guys that could all put it in the basket. You know, when you add like Sadiq Bey, who can shoot threes, and Wesley Matthews is on the team this year, and he's a, you know, he can shoot threes. So the offense has not been a problem. What Quinn Snyder is trying to do is incorporate defense into it. And as he said last night before the game, you know, when you give up as many points as the Hawks have given up, which is right now 121 a game, he said it's hard to say, well, we did some good things. But he thinks they're starting to progress in that area. In fact, you know, Trey has actually stepped up. And, you know, he's got a bunch of steals this year, and he's trying on the defense. So I think they're trying to get it all together. We are only 16, 17 games in. And sometimes it takes, you know, until Christmas or after to get everybody together. So, you know, we'll see. I hope that they go beyond the last year, 41-41. You know, here we are 8-8 again. So I hope that they can progress past that this year.
Again, we're talking with Steve Holman, the great radio play-by-play voice of the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta in town tomorrow night for an in-season tournament game against the Cavaliers. And Steve, you've been around the NBA a long time. You've seen most of the changes and the tweaks and some of the ideas that the NBA has come up with. Some thoughts on what you've seen and what you observed with this in-season tournament.
Well, you know, the tournament has been pretty interesting. I think it's gotten fans excited. You know, unfortunately, the Hawks, you know, kind of dropped out of it early. Although I guess there is a scenario where they can get in the wild card. And they have to beat you guys tomorrow night by 78 points. Do you think that could happen?
You know, we struggle on defense once in a while, too, but I'm not sure about that.
So there's still a chance, you know, going into tomorrow night's final game of the tournament. There's still a chance.
But certainly it has added some intrigue.
I do like it. I like what it's, you know, what it's happening, and I think we'll all get a little more excited about it when we see teams playing in Vegas for the semifinals and finals. You know, we'd all like to be there, but the interesting thing is too, you know, for those of us that don't make the semifinals and finals, they're going to add two games on the schedule, you know, one home, one away. And as we sit here today getting ready to play you guys tomorrow night, you know, we still have no idea who that would be the week of December 4th, which is only a couple of weeks away or a week away. And you know how that poses some problems for travel and things like that, scheduling and tickets. And so that's going to be interesting, I think, an interesting part of it for teams that have to, you know, play at home, play away an extra couple of games, which makes the schedule 82 games.
Yeah, you're right. That's going to make it very intriguing. Steve, circling back to the Hawks, you mentioned this offense is really flowing. And, of course, Quinn Snyder in his time in Utah did some very creative things. What's one or two differences that you see offensively, even though you still have Trae Young and DeJounte Murray and Bogdanovich, as you mentioned earlier, but is there – what is Quinn tweaking somewhat?
Well, he's got the philosophy of tee it high and let it fly. You know, the three-pointers go, they go up all the time, and he encourages guys to take more threes. You know, he's not a total, what we'd call an analytics nerd type. I mean, he uses analytics, and he likes the fact, that it makes sense. If you score 3 points, it's better than scoring 2 points. So if you've got a shot that's open for a three, why not take it rather than pass it up for two, although he's not opposed to two-point shots, you know. But that's to me, that's been the biggest philosophy. Move it around, get shots as quickly as possible, and therefore that's why they've scored, you know, almost 124 points a game.
And I would think for a guy like Trae Young and others, a Bogey, it plays right into the strengths that they bring to the floor.
Oh, yeah, Bogey loves it. I mean, last night he had, in that loss, I think he had 4, 5, 6, no, it was 7 of 8, I think, at one time on three-pointers. So it's really worked out well for him. And, he's just a pro. He's been out there for a while. And Trae is really, Trae, a lot of people, they like to think he just shoots threes and that. But he's got 10.5 assists this year. He's 26.5 points. And he's really been trying on the defense, which has been a help. And I think he runs the offense nicely. But, you've got DeJounte Murray, too, who's, by nature a point guard. So the two of them are still working it out, trying to figure it out on Quinn's system. And I think once they do get it together, they should be okay, I would think. I mean, but who knows? I mean, we're 8-8 right now. And as what was it? Bill Parcells always said, you are what your record is,
Yep, exactly. We got about a minute left, but Steve, I wanted to ask you, mentioned Quinn was there for 20 games last year. So really this is his first full season to kind of work in what he wants to implement. What were the expectations coming into the year?
Well, I think that, they wanted to improve, and that's one of his things is, player development is a big thing on his agenda. And he thinks that, if they can improve every night, something on defense, something on offense, that it will all start to come together. The thing is we all try to battle for those top six spots, to avoid that play-in, which the Hawks have been in the last 2 years. They've done well in the play-ins, but, why put yourself in that situation? So I think that's one of the things he really wants to – he wants the team to improve every night and try to get better every night, which is kind of a cliche thing, I know. But I think he really feels that way, that if they can start getting better by small increments by the end of the season, they could be in high gear.
There you go. Steve, as always, a pleasure to have you on Cavs HQ. Really looking forward to seeing you up in the Joe Tate perch tomorrow night. Sounds like this could be a shootout on Tuesday. I don't know if the Hawks have the 78-point differential to put themselves into the knockout round, but let's hope we have a fun game on Tuesday night.
Well, I'll let you know how our luck is on Tuesday night after I go to the casino tonight.
Sounds good. You enjoy your time there. Sounds good. Steve
Ullman.
I always
like to help the economy in
in Northeast Ohio. You got that right. Steve Ullman joining us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Steve, just the terrific play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Hawks. Quick timeout. We'll put the finishing touches on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Boy, that was a fun show. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thanks to Steve Holman for stopping by and paying us a visit. Huge thanks to Mark Price. Great to have the Cavalier legend on. And the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Now, we'll be back with you again tomorrow night. Cavs and Hawks in-season tournament basketball at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It'll tip at 7:30. Huntington tip-off show at 7 on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. So until then, thank you much for listening, and so long, everybody.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.